Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory. Every week, I am joined by a couple of friends to discuss what happened in the last 7 days. Today, I am joined by my friend Sophie, who some of you may remember from last week. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, bonjour.
And we're joined by a new face this week, Paul.
Hello.
How are you doing, Paul?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Great.
Good.
Well,
yeah.
About that. So, Brexit happened.
Yep, it did.
I guess there's only one thing for it. It's probably, we should probably look at the facts. So, the facts of Brexit. So, there was a lot thrown at the Brexit conversation in the final 7 days. People were really sort of being quite bombastic in their claims, which was getting more and more ridiculous by the day, because obviously this has never been done before. So any kind of factual statement, this will happen, was sounding quite preposterous.
Yeah.
I can't remember some of the things. What were some of the things that they were saying was going
to
happen?
Oh, the facts.
This is a very loose term, the facts in this.
So, we're going to look at the facts. This feature is very loose and almost ironic.
Yeah.
It's the lies.
But, I mean, people were making some pretty bold predictions. I think, Juncker? Juncker was saying it was going to be the end of Western civilization.
It's a big claim.
Cameron, obviously, he said lots of things. He said that it was going to be an economic bomb, a bomb under our economy, which doesn't mean much.
There's a lot of scaremongering, isn't there? I mean,
and then I think Bojo and Gove wheeled out this is the plan. We're going to get this out immediately. We're going to have a 6-point plan. Mm. But I mean, if we look at what's happened in the last couple of days, none of this, nothing's changed.
Well, it certainly doesn't look like there's a 6-point plan at the moment. Just kind of, they both came out and Gove spoke in his best indoor voice and just kind of sidled away.
They're probably all just celebrating, aren't they? They're probably just a bit hungover, so they haven't managed
they
to
did,
get
yeah, they didn't message,
to it,
oh,
yeah.
We're going to go on a 48-hour bender.
Yeah.
Farage has booked a yacht.
It's probably more like a party bus. You
party,
know, he's quite into the buses.
Party bus. He's rented a megaphone.
Imagine if they were all cycling around on one of those beer cycle things. Just going around Parliament Square, just going all around it. Nowhere else, just staying there, just going around
English
the square.
Made wine.
Yeah, just cycling really fast. And
their hangover is going to be awful.
Awful.
Nothing like waking up and realising, what on earth do you do now?
So I guess on the Remain side, Cameron was saying, right, if you do this, well, I'm going to push this button, this Article 50 button, and we're just going to leave immediately. And George Osborne is going to pull this emergency economy thing where I'm going to tax you all, the pensions are going to go, basically you're all fucked. Then also, I'm definitely not going to resign, Dave says. He's definitely not going to resign.
Yeah.
What actually happened?
Well, it's always interesting. I was following on Twitter as well as watching the BBC news feed of it.
Yeah.
And as soon as he came out of Downing Street with Sam Cam by his side,
Sam Cam
everyone just went, oh, geez, Sam Cam's there. He's going.
That's the end of that never-ending shopping trip.
Yeah. Finally, she can throw in the jogging bottoms that she's been... just had in the cupboard for a few years and just sit back. But he came out and said he's going by the Conservative Party conference in October.
So a few months
months.
And then he's also, maybe we shouldn't leave immediately. Maybe we should just chill, maybe wait for me to be replaced.
Yeah. It's so there's going to be a leadership contest, which will decide who's going to be the next... Prime Minister.
So bleak.
Nothing like 150,000 people choosing the next Prime Minister of the country, because that's the membership of the Conservative Party.
I thought that even, because I think the Labour works with the membership votes, whereas I read that it's just this this body called the 1922 Committee, which is...
Club. I thought you were going to say the 1922 Club.
I think that they call themselves the 22. Yeah, sure.
They've got... It's like the T-Birds. They've got jackets. And it's just got 22 written on the back.
Clicking their fingers in
the
corridor. There's Corbyn. Let's get him.
All got their combs out.
It feels like they're going to be, it's like a picking of a bad team though, you know, and you've got like just the last people left that can't really play football very well, but you've got to put one on your team. That's what it feels like.
I know that analogy well.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much Boris, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I've got 5 years
under Boris. But there's a part of me, I'm not maybe a supporter of necessarily what I think he can do for our country, but he is a jolly fella and a real figurehead, isn't he? That's a joke.
Yeah, I just... All the situations, he's definitely... You know that scene where Mr Bean headbutts the Queen?
I mean, I don't think under the criteria, if you go, oh, what makes a good Prime Minister? Being a fun host of Have I Got News For You? I don't think that tops the list.
No, I do.
What do you want? It's like, great. Going into meetings with Putin and going, you're the guy, oh yeah.
We'll have him on Loose Women, great. Yeah. Show. He'll be great.
Bumbling around.
Like
tackling children.
Secretly putting through really right-wing policies, yeah. But sort of bumbling his way through,
yeah.
Falling over.
Well, probably, and also it's no surprise that Donald Trump is behind all of our, you know, this democratic decision. Yeah. Who knows what the relationship will happen with Boris and Trump?
I mean, Donald Trump looks like, if you have the before and after of meth, not even once photos, then you've got Johnson on one side, and then Trump's just like, not even once. Just that big melting orange face.
So that's what's happened on the Remain side. Dave said, basically, he was going to get us out of Europe immediately, and then also he was going to stay. He actually quit, and nothing has changed. On the Leave side, they were like, obviously, yeah, we've got a plan. We're going to put it into place immediately. From what I've seen, they're also kind of on the let's chill. Like, we didn't really mean leave immediately. We didn't really mean leave all of the EU.
I heard something 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, we'll still be in it for, at least 2 years.
I mean, Farage wants out by the end of next year.
But he's wanted out for 25 years and he's just like, push this through. And
he's had no official affiliation with any of this, has he?
That's what's funny.
He's just been a rich guy with a bus going.
He's done a Boris thing then. He went on this morning, didn't he? I mean, going on this morning and
so he went on this morning.
Why is everyone going on this morning? As if suddenly that's like the political beacon of our times. Like, oh, Philip Schofield, it's hardly Dimbleby. Like, I love the guy. He's great. And if anyone's going to be talking about like, body image issues or anything. Phil's got some great questions.
Anyone to return to the role of Joseph in Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yeah.
Phil,
he's your man.
Do I want him?
Well, they had that Katie Hopkins scandal, didn't they? When she kicked off as well.
Yeah.
So maybe they are the next. He's the
but
next
I mean, you wouldn't trust him with like a serious feature like this called The Fact, would you? You wouldn't.
Absolutely.
No. Phil Sko interviewing Bojo.
Because Farage went on This Morning or Good Morning and admitted to a non-fact, didn't he?
Yeah, so the NHS, so this big thing which was put on the side of a bus and then driven around the UK, that the 350 million, which is a line itself, which we pay to the, supposedly paid to the EU weekly. It's like, oh, well, if we leave the EU, we can suddenly spend that on the NHS.
Hospital of the week.
Yeah,
which is massive. We've all been wanting it. Hospital of the week.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Because that's obviously a very, with all the doctor strikes, that's a very prominent thing in people's minds at the moment, the NHS is seemingly being sold off. And so the idea that we could solve a lot of those problems with £350 million a week is a huge bonus. And people would have voted Leave on the back of that. And then he comes out and goes, ah, yeah, that was a mistake. An hour after all the results were announced.
A mistake, Nigel.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
I left my keys
in my house.
That is not a mistake.
If you get to the point where you've ordered the special bus, yeah. With it printed again, we double checked it, we triple checked.
Yeah,
that was the number.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the number.
And
was...
we're sure we can do this.
What is
because
that?
A lot of people are going to see this. Like, we've written it on the side of a bus.
Yeah.
And you go, has anyone ever questioned a fact that was put on a bus?
Let me just run some numbers. Don't worry about that. I've already started printing it on the side of the bus, so just don't do it.
It's like he's ordered a pizza in a restaurant and gone, I want an Americana, and then he gets it and it's like, oh no, I didn't want the pepperoni.
Yeah.
Didn't think you were actually going to put it on the bus. I thought it was just going to say leave.
Yeah,
I like the idea that someone somewhere is going like, well, if we leave the EU, like policy making for the Leave side, if we leave the EU, then that's £350 million that we can just put elsewhere. It works like that. So put it on a bus. And then everyone laughs and go, okay. And then Nigel turns up the next morning, you hear a horn honking outside. They look out the window and go, oh no, he put it on the bus. Great. And then claimed he'd been ostracised by the...
He was listening to our jokes. Yeah. And he thought they were true.
Yeah, do you know what?
Classic Nigel.
Classic Nigel. Loves this.
So he admitted that he was a liar. I think the only thing that's been true is that they did say things would go pretty bad with the sterling and the pound.
Yeah.
What I love about that is Farage just going, doesn't matter. But yeah, the value of sterling is going to decrease rapidly. And he just went, yeah, no, well, we can deal with that.
That was a banker.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Banker, we've seen that happen before.
All he is a glorified trader. He used to work as a trader. He's never been an MP.
Yeah.
So he's like failed to get into Parliament seven times.
He's done so well. It's just this loud, drunk, smoking man who's been shouting leave for the last, 10 years?
Yeah.
And
persistence
now
pays off, though, you know, persistence. Yeah. And do you know what the worst bit about it is when right at the end, when it felt like at sort of the end of a big film, when he's like, we finally have our independence. I will call this Independence Day.
I mean, the irony of the UK declaring independence or anything.
I mean,
Independence Day.
It's ridiculous that he said, June 23rd should become a national holiday called Independence Day. And you go, I imagine the countries that we colonised who actually celebrate independence because of the terrible crimes that we committed over there under the name of the empire probably have issue with us declaring this June 23rd as our Independence Day.
Leaving a body that we democratically decided to join 4 years ago.
We haven't exactly like fought our way out of it.
I've already got something for the 23rd. My granny's birthday is on the 23rd of July, so I will only be celebrating my granny's birthday.
I think that is a very positive.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I mean, not that I'm... Just a Bible stance. Yeah.
So, any more facts to throw?
For the campaign? A fact is that Moody's have lowered our credit rating.
Okay, right. So think things are bleak, but do we actually think things are going to change much?
Can I also be the devil's advocate in this situation?
please,
absolutely.
We've been needing one.
We've been waiting for it.
Yeah, and obviously I think we're all aware of what my opinions are, but there is that thing of democracy, and this is the fight that's been batted back and forth, and it was such a close call. But essentially, and this is what Cameron was kind of saying in his speech, like, we are a democracy, and that's why he gave the vote. And that is that the majority of the country want this.
Sure.
I mean, I'm already arguing my own.
Oh, yeah. I just think when you've got people peddling lies, the way that people have been informed, and
it's
at the end of the day...
isn't it?
I mean, the people who kind of want out most are probably going to be the ones who suffer most as well.
I know,
that's the sad thing.
And maybe he was just being lazy. He just couldn't be asked in that bit of his job.
His job, yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to make that decision.
No.
That looks like a lot of research, one. I'll put Farage on it.
Well, the worst thing about
get Nigel on the job.
Well, Corbyn...
Get him on the blower.
Corbyn, who was all like behind it, because that's another thing that's come up, isn't it? They're looking at maybe getting him out.
Labour are using that as an excuse.
But what was funny is that he evidently is on the out campaign, but went, oh no, I'm for Remain, but did nothing about it.
Well, he spent 30 years kind of voting against the EU.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody sent me a photo of Farage wearing a fur coat, what coming out of a limo.
Really?
Farage.
Did I say Farage? I mean Corbyn.
Corbyn.
Corbyn was in a...
That was on the last leg. He went on the last leg and did this whole intro where the premise of it was that he came out of a limo wearing a fur and this nice suit, then goes and gets changed and then goes on wearing his own clothes. But I mean, I take issue... I love Jeremy Corbyn, but I take big issue with him refusing to share the stage with... Farage or Cameron, and then deciding to go on the last leg. I just think that's...
Well, he's just been a really, really rubbish figurehead for... Oh, if he was going to say Remain, there wasn't really a strong Remain voice apart from Cameron. And what's ironic is that, you know, probably from our experiences, we're maybe not pro-Cameron. But, I mean, it got to a point when I was.
It's a lot of the Labour heartlands voted leave.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well for Jeremy either.
No.
Anyway, those are the facts. This is what we know so far. Thank you for both. Thank you for helping me get to the bottom of that one. Let's keep an eye on it.
Yep. Watch this space.
Keep an eye on it.
Tell me something I don't know.
Cool. So the next section is called Tell Me Something I Don't Know, where I ask one of my guests to bring me a news story that they imagine I won't have heard about. I imagine this was quite difficult this week, Paul, because there's only been one thing everyone's talking about, but that's good because that's the only thing I've read about or had any vague interest in this week. So what have you got for me?
So after searching the internet for a long time to find a news story that wasn't about the Brexit or the fallout of Brexit, yeah, or just people's views on it, I found something in South Korea. So the opposition party in South Korea are looking at tabling some legislation which would ban bosses from texting or using messaging apps to their employees, right, outside of work hours.
Right.
So the idea is that people are overworked and you shouldn't be able to use WhatsApp. And there's a Southeast Asian version of it, I think Kakao? That could...
you just said a word though.
Look it up.
Just say the word cow.
Look it up, and three of those letters will be in that word.
Wok.
But yeah, so and they're not the first country who's looking at it. France are also looking at banning you from looking at work emails at the weekend.
That's nice.
So it's just the idea that people are overworked and that bosses just aren't allowed to invade your free time now that you constantly have phones on you.
The first thing I'm thinking is that there can be no, you know, boss employee related relationships.
Yeah.
That is going to be illegal.
With in South Korea. That's the end of that.
HR department suddenly rejoicing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. People reduced to using Snapchat. Is Snapchat involved? No, okay. Just like Snapchatting.
So many dick pics coming out now.
Just using it for Excel spreadsheets. Could you just look at this Snapchat? Oh no. I thought it was a dick pic, but no, it turns out it's just a graph. Come on, Dave, leave me alone. I have my workers' rights.
Yeah, generally, I mean, your boss shouldn't be Snapchatting you anyway.
No,
not generally, but you know, I bet it happens.
Just, hey, here's me, I've turned my face into a lion.
Yeah. I've got a floral headdress.
Do your work.
And here's like an aubergine around my nose.
But you know, like, if someone like David Brent now would probably be using Snapchat to his employees.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's probably the way he calls meetings.
He'd mainly do his planning for the day via one of those broadcasts. This is me. I'm a little puppy. I've got my tongue sticking out.
What's that app that you can record? Like, it's a live record and you can tap in any time.
Periscope.
He'd be on Periscope the whole time.
Streaming his day.
Yeah.
But I think the email thing's kind of an interesting idea. Because I think people are kind of addicted to it. It's just their phones in general, aren't they?
Yeah. Also, it's interesting because in Scandinavia, they were looking at shortening the working day to, I think, 4 hours, 6 hours maybe.
Okay,
just give people essentially the idea that if you condense it, then you work harder in that time and there's less dilly-dallying.
This has been a chat recently in the news, hasn't it, all this, about, yeah, the idea that you could procrastinate a lot and that... Well, I mean, I don't work in an office.
Is that a real news feature?
No, it has been. Like, the last week. It was last week. They were talking about it on my favourite channel.
You didn't see it because of the main campaign.
Brexit, there was a night where they just opened with procrastination.
Radio 4 did a feature on emails and the idea of, like, people, if you have loads and loads of emails, thank God I don't live in that world, but you put them all into, like, a junk file, mm-hmm, and then you just start a new one, and then suddenly your 4,500 emails is a zero.
Avoidance.
I know.
Do you work in office jobs where there's lots of emails?
Yeah, I work in an office.
Okay. And so, like, do you feel inclined to read them at the weekend, or?
I don't know. I think it's hard sometimes, particularly if you... Because I have my emails come through to my phone as well.
Yeah.
So you'll just see them even when you don't really want to see them. And I do sometimes... Yeah, you just idly check it just to see what's going on. And
it's upsetting, isn't it? You're on a night out. You're like, whoa, you're just in the toilet. You're just checking your emails.
It's hard to switch off.
You get a bad email. And I'm like, that's not fun.
Because you don't get work. I don't get emails. You just got this vision of...
No, I don't. And I have worked in an office, though, and it is incessant, isn't it? Like, that, just that number creeping up during the day. And what you're trying to do is trying to answer the emails so that you're answering them quicker than they're coming in. And that, I mean, it's like you get, it's not obsession, but you do get like, and then it's like stress, and it's like, wah.
Well, it's also like when you've got, now with WhatsApp or any kind of messaging service, where you can see the ticks, so you know if it's been opened and when it's been read.
That's stressful.
That's very stressful.
Like the final element.
If they ever add that to emails, that would kill me, because
it's the final nail in the coffin on playing it cool with like dating.
Yeah.
With the blue tick.
The blue tick. I mean, there should be like...
also trying.
Whoops, read it before you even send it.
Trying
the worst
to.
If you go on it and then you're like, oh shit. Oh fuck, now I've got to reply because I've got the blue tick.
Oh, the amount of times that if someone texts you who you don't know who to reply to or WhatsApps you and you're trying to work out what they're saying in the message just by reading the preview when you're on the WhatsApp thing so you don't click on it. You've got the first five words to work out whether you need to reply to it. So it's going to be good.
Something very important to tell.
Sorry, my phone ran out of juice, so I couldn't reply to it for 3 days. The amount of emails I start with, like, oh, sorry for the slow response, man. Just been snowed under in the... Oh, just hate myself.
I don't think, though, that... I think that would end up having to... The email thing would have to end up replying to lots of different mediums, because, I don't work in an office environment, but still, you end up communicating with people over a matter of mediums, whether it's WhatsApp, texting, emails, voicemails.
A good old-fashioned letter.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
God.
Snap, a Vine.
Airmail.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I thought my point was quite valid until we started mentioning Vines, but no.
You go for it.
Yeah,
apologies.
Apologies, bad track.
No, I do like a Vine, though. I think, yeah, but I think you'd have to stop all of those mediums, wouldn't you? Because you might, your boss might be emailing you, but he might be calling you, or he might be...
Yeah.
You can't just ban one.
It's very difficult to police. I think in France, they were looking at doing it with companies more than 50 people, so that the idea...
So you can keep a nice friendly vibe with
the
smaller
there's
companies.
That infrastructure.
We can still holiday together.
Yeah.
We can...
I think the smaller companies, they realise that maybe you need to be on emails. If there's only two of you, sometimes something has to happen.
This is going
to
work. We should probably speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a chat, guys.
Well, it all goes down to that whole how many hours people are putting in, isn't it? Because, you know, look at the French that have, they have a day off, don't they? They have Friday off every week.
Do they?
I swear that's...
Okay. That might be one for the fact.
to France, guys.
No,
well, they have loads of public
France
holidays.
France aren't taking every Friday off.
No, that's what I got from my office experience.
If they are, I think Front National might be getting rid of that.
They have lots of public holidays, though. Loads of public holidays. France.
Brimming.
I remember because we used to work with France and they'd be like, oh, they're off again, aren't they?
That's what they just put their out of office on Friday.
But I know
don't
that,
care.
I've got a friend that works for quite a big company and... Yeah.
Sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's quite, and she's expected to work until, you know, 8 o'clock every night. And there is this whole kind of pressure, isn't there? To kind
it's
of.
No
and she's just like, I'm not interested in that. Like, so she's trying to get everything done. And she books out meetings because they love having meetings in this work. And really, she's just doing all the work in the meetings.
Oh, what? So she's still, they're still getting money. Like, they're getting their money's worth out of her. That she's just secretly working rather than.
That is the worst Skype ever. I thought you were going to say, oh, she's booked out these meetings and she just goes in and has a sleep. Or even
or
just like
just
leaves.
Like,
she books.
The Daily Mail.
Yeah, I booked in a meeting in another office and then she just goes out and has a cocktail. So it's like, I have got the best. That is like the nerdiest like Skype ever.
Check this out.
Guys, I've got a swindle on the go. Now, don't. Don't tell everyone, but I book out meetings. No, you're not going to believe this. And then I go and do my work in them. Can mic drop, leave the stage. Oh, that's great.
It's because they like her going, being face to face and doing all that kind of
stuff. No, she sounds
fun.
Yeah.
Please,
can leave at 6:30.
Please invite her to next week.
Sometimes when she makes a cup of tea, she puts the milk in first. Maverick. She knows how to live. This is living. She loves gin, hashtags, and running in parks.
Yeah. Right, well, I feel slightly informed, Paul, but I think if anything, this has got asked more questions than it's answered. I mean, we're all immediately going to go look at what's going on in France.
Yeah, I honestly...
With their Fridays off. We've got two years, guys, to get in there before we need a visa, so...
I feel like my role here, though, is just throwing a few red herrings, you know.
Yeah.
For the list.
I might not have the most rounded...
I did struggle to find a story which was anything other than just kind of legislation that might happen.
Well, I found one just this morning, which probably people should watch out for anyway, which is that Harry Styles might be going solo.
Really?
Bombshell.
He's already stopped answering the WhatsApp and the 1B WhatsApp group.
Niall
is...
Blue ticks are going up, but no
Niall keeps
coming.
On just sending emojis, just like the monkey with his hands over his eyes.
I mean, Niall is the best one from One Direction. All agreed.
Every now and then, yeah. Harry tries to re-add Zayn, but they're not having it. Liam's just removing him. Get him out, get him out. Broken heart emoji.
It's like
thumbs
their own
down.
Brexit.
It's the Brexit.
They only communicating emojis now.
Who needs words?
Sorry, I know this is just going off on a tangent, but what was this news thing I heard about emoticons? Sorry.
Right, I tell you what. You do the research on the emoticon thing rather than going, there might be something after that feature on procrastination on the 10 o'clock news. there was a breaking news update that somebody's unleashed. I know that, is it about the new avocado emoji?
No, but tell me more.
Stop the car? What's this?
There is an avocado emoji now.
Yes!
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. We all learned something there. But anyway.
Well, life out of the EU is a thumbs up.
Thumbs up so far.
Got an avocado emoji. Can't afford to buy him.
Well, that was tell me something I don't know. I feel like I know less. But thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Quiz?
And then every week we finish up things with a quiz. A little quiz. Sophie, how many points did you earn last week?
I mean, this is slowly going to become more obvious, but my memory is not great. And it's been a week, but I think I got 1 point?
It was half a point.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the people like a trier, so...
Yeah.
And everyone likes an underdog, so the people will be rooting for you. But let's go. You ready? Just say
ready.
No buzzers, no clangers. Just Sophie?
Yeah.
Do you want one syllable, Sophie?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Sophie, Paul.
Yeah.
Who became the first royal to be photographed for the cover of a gay magazine this week?
Sophie.
Paul.
It was Sophie first.
I'm going to go Prince Harry.
No.
Prince William?
Correct.
Attitude?
Correct. Bonus point for Paul.
Oh, you can't add bonus points.
Don't worry about it, mate.
Okay, we'll give him 1.5 points. That's a half bonus point.
Yeah, I got cocky. Took half a point off me.
Yeah.
There's a life lesson for you.
It's true. Don't stroke the beard. Stroking the beard very slowly.
It's not a euphemism.
Right, Glastonbury's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the three headliners?
Paul.
Yep.
Coldplay, Muse and Adele.
Correct. Sophie. You didn't even try.
I didn't. I was hanging my head for those that...
Okay.
Hell of a lineup if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They really rocked out the alternative. Glastonbury.
I think I'll be going to all the alternate stages on that one. Oh, but I want to see Muse in a field.
Hello.
Where have you gone?
Oh, it's going to be, yeah, just stood in about 2 feet of mud watching Adele. I'm sure she'll be great.
There'll be a lot of lighters.
Adele's
nice.
Great, but I don't want to watch her in the rain.
Yeah, it's a step too far.
Feels like you're in an Adele video if you do that.
They'll probably make a video though while they're there.
That's true, yeah. They'll do the Adele Muddy Rain
somewhere
video.
Somewhere ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I think that's what
pathetic fantasy.
I think that's what the new one's about. And the last one.
It's what inspires you,
and the last
isn't
album.
It?
Yeah, you've got to get that heartbreak. I know it well.
Write about something you know.
Yeah, good advice.
Kanye. Keeping on a music theme. Oh, Sophie, you're not going to know this one.
Absolutely not.
I've heard nothing about Kanye this week. Kanye's revealed his new music video where him and Kim are naked in bed with
Jesus.
A whole host of celebrities. I'm going to give you a point if you can name one.
I mean, so.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus?
No. Good guess.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. She loves that shit.
I haven't seen it. Could I clarify? Are these actual celebrities?
Yes.
Or?
It might not be them. It might be lookalikes.
Okay. So,
it's definitely not all of them.
Can we keep guessing if he gets one wrong?
Okay. Let's give you one.
Trump?
Correct.
Scandal? Is it actually Trump?
No,
Trump would actually be in it.
It's
definitely
not
Trump. That is what something you did.
Given the list, I'm guessing it's probably not the real deal.
Are they pro Trump then, to have him in bed with them?
Well, listen to the list.
That gives a whole new reason.
Listen
to
the list and see what Kanye's political stance might be. But George W. Bush, Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue, I think.
Oh yeah, that might be her.
Donald Trump. She might have got lost.
Just wandered in doing an editorial and then hang on. What am I doing here?
Shit.
This isn't where I parked my car.
You got Rihanna. Chris Brown, they're next to each other.
Oh, of course.
Controversial. Taylor Swift, she's in the mix.
Oh.
No Tom Hiddleston, though. Ray J. I don't even know who Ray J is.
Ray J. Didn't he have a... Did he have a sex tape? I kind of feel like Ray J had a sex tape.
Maybe. Oh, maybe with Kim. Was he the guy?
Was that the...
Maybe he was... Okay, he's back. He's back on the scene. Amber Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who Kanye slagged off, didn't he?
Caitlyn Jenner. She's... Well, that would have been easy. Yeah. She might be the real deal. And then Bill Cosby.
I mean...
Alleged rapist Bill Cosby. So what is Kanye's political stance?
Did the person who directed this also put the £350 million on the bus idea?
I must say this, it does sound like Farage would be under the bed.
Imagine Farage behind the camera. Little baseball cap on, clapperboard. Donald, can you get a little bit closer? Can you be the big spoon to Anna Wintour? Thanks.
Nailed it.
Why? What is that? I don't understand. Why are those people? Well, has it been said?
I'd say you should all watch it and then see if we can learn anything.
Some ham-fisted thing about celebrity.
What have Brits been Googling since Friday morning?
Boot us off.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now we've left the EU?
Basically, what happens if we leave? Correct. Sorry, I should have unleashed some sort of haul.
Yes, Soph.
Physical victory for Soph.
That was the top one. But I think the second and worrying one was just, what is the EU? Which is just, oh no, what have we done?
Yeah. What is this EU everyone keeps on talking about?
And final question. I think Paul is going to win it. I think it's hard for Sophie to get back, but maybe I'll just say it's all or nothing on this. Cameron quit this week. What will he do next?
So, everything in his power. I'm just going to quote him on this.
Are you doing a soundbite?
Everything in his power
to support Britain in their next move. I was trying to do like a quote of what he said in his speech.
That's good.
I don't physically know what he's going to do. Probably have a an autobiography.
He's going to hang around for 3 months. Are you getting about what happens
about
after
his future? Like, what's his next job?
Yeah, I've got it written down here. He's going to do a ski season.
He's worked as a chalet chef.
In Morzine.
I prepared the pig myself.
You see him in a ski suit and suddenly...
100% onesie.
The EU knocking at our door, begging us to come back.
Yeah. And he's like, guys, I literally can't come back.
Got some reflective shades on. Yeah. Sam Cam, you know, got the kids out there.
Probably learn to snowboard if he's a skier.
Leaving the kids at the top of the mountain. Don't worry about it, guys. I'm teaching a group of mixed ability to do red runs.
And moguls.
Yeah. I'm also going to do that really obnoxious thing where ski instructors stand on the ends of their skis just to prove that they're flexible. Yeah. Shut up, George.
Spinning down the mountain, showing off his 360.
I can ski backwards. Well, great.
So if you're in the mountains this winter, look out for Dynamo Dave. on the slopes. I used to be a big deal back in the UK.
I used to be the Prime Minister. Did you? And what are you remembered for?
Anyway, want a drink?
What's for dinner? Pulled pork. Again? Every day.
Well, congratulations, Paul. You won your first quiz. That's great. Beginner's luck.
Always beginner's luck.
Thank you.
And thank you both for joining me for This Might Be The News.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.